Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review.
On today's episode, episode number 201, entitled The Most Important Lesson I've Learned from Doing 200 Episodes, I chat with nobody but myself and my cat Ragnar, who's in the corner watching me talk into the microphone and talk to myself, and of course talk to you. So that's it. It's a solo episode. I know you guys like these episodes periodically, and here I am hopping on the mic because I had an inkling a couple weeks back to do some type of special episode for the 200th episode, but rather than do it last week, I actually wanted to get 200 episodes under my belt before I talked about doing 200 episodes. So here we are at episode 201, and I want to recap basically some of the highlights that I've learned over the years. I think I've been doing this now for 4 years this month, the podcast anyways. The website has been about 5.5, close to almost 6 years, but the podcast has been about 4 years, and I've learned a ton along the way with so many great guests and just so many different topics that we've covered, and the growth and transition and the development of the show. I mean, we started off basically as a dating advice podcast and covered for the first 20, 30 episodes was like strictly dating coaches and a little bit of confidence, but it was mainly dating advice and how to hook up with girls and that kind of stuff. So, you know, the growth over the past few years has been incredible, and the maturity, I think, of the topics and the guests we have on, and just in general, I think I've grown as a man doing the show. And I think if you've listened from the very beginning, you have no choice but to have grown as a man along the way as well. And not to say that you know, the dating topics weren't great, and we still do that, obviously, from time to time. Episode 200 itself, actually, was mainly a dating advice episode, and, you know, they're kind of few and far between, but it's still a huge part of being a man. It's still a huge part of the landscape of issues that men face is, you know, dating advice, how to woo a woman, how to attract a woman, how to be a more attractive man, how to be more confident in social situations, in situations with women. So all of those things are still vastly important and still things that are very interesting and intriguing to me and things that I like to teach. But, you know, needless to say, we've come a long way from being solely a dating advice podcast and having just dating guys come on and basically talk about, you know, how to hook up with girls and how to do that kind of stuff. So it's been an awesome journey along the way, for sure, and I've been excited to be a part of that and to grow myself. And I hope, of course, I believe that if you've been listening from the beginning, that you've grown a lot as well, just listening to some of these fantastic guests that have come on the show and the topics that we've covered, because every single episode offers a unique perspective into a very intelligent, oftentimes genius, and a type of perspective that you wouldn't get in everyday life. You wouldn't just get coming across, you know, people in your everyday life, walking to work or walking to the store or going to the gym, whatever it is. Like, the people we get on the guests are just incredible in their own rights too, in their own ways. You know, whether it's a dating coach or it's a health expert or it's a business guru, whatever it is, I mean, these people are incredibly intelligent and I dare say genius in the fields that they're experts in. And it's very tough to come across that type of person or have that type of mind interact with you and share their best advice and wisdom with you on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, every Tuesday when we launch an episode like this, it's like getting that sneak peek into some genius type of mind where you get to really hack into to how they think, how they operate, and how they've been successful in doing what they do. And again, for me, it's been an incredible learning experience, and I've grown tremendously over the past few years. And I just feel like I've learned so much personally. And again, whether that's health, whether that's business, whether that is, you know, confidence wise or mindset wise, or whatever it is, right down the list of things that we cover on the show, I've grown from every single episode. I can honestly say that that's not just a bunch of shit that I'm trying to convince you into believing. It's actually really genuinely true. I've grown tremendously from every single episode, and I take away something from every single episode. Obviously, some episodes more than others for me personally, and for you, other episodes will resonate with you more than some of the other ones that may perhaps resonate with me or some of the other guys who listen to the show. But again, it's just, you can pull something out of every episode, and I've done that, and that's why I keep doing the show. This is why I love doing the Elite Man podcast, because I get so much out of it myself. I love sharing wisdom with you guys. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love sharing the lessons I've learned, and I love teaching you guys new lessons. But personally, I mean, it's probably the biggest, most intriguing part of doing the show. It's the thing that pulls me into wanting to do these episodes and these interviews every week. It's because I'm learning a lot. It's a personal coaching session for me every time I get on the mic and every time I interview one of these guys. I just literally have about an hour or so, give or take, to pick their brains and to take away something new and to become a better man from that experience. So again, it's been incredible past 4 or so years, especially, counting the website, 5.5, 6 years, almost 6 years. It's been a huge, incredible journey along the way, but especially the podcast. I mean, that is the biggest thing. That's really the game changer for me in terms of my business and in terms of my my creating my own space in this field, because there's a lot of other guys that do this type of stuff. There's a lot of other people out there who have podcasts. There's a lot of other people out there who have websites talking about manly shit, but over the past few years, the thing that has grown the thing that has made me most successful in the business and the thing that has allowed me to continue to do this and to reach as many people as we've been able to reach with the show and everything has been the podcast and the success of the podcast. The website was great, but it wasn't really bringing in the eyeballs until the podcast came around 4 years back. And so this really is sort of my baby and the thing I cherish the most, because the podcast was really the game changer for me, and it was a way for me to reach the audiences, the people, you listening right now, that I didn't have that ability to do before. So it was a huge opportunity for me. It's been a game changer for me, and I'm really appreciative of you listening to the show and all the other guys who have tuned in over the years and listened to the show as well. That said, leave me an awesome review on iTunes. And I'm just kidding. Actually, I say that every episode. It does help us out a lot. But I do appreciate you listening to the show and being a fan and supporting the show and continuing to listen. And I hope, we can do this for another few years, whatever. We'll see how long we can go for. But, at this point, I love the show. I love doing it. And I'm not going to stop anytime soon. Maybe 200 episodes down the road, I'll think about calling it quits. But at this point, who knows? I can go 2,000 episodes. Who knows? I mean, I might just do this forever because I enjoy it so much. And again, I get so much out of it by interviewing some of these fantastic guests. But anyways, so diving into some of the topics I want to cover today. So I want to go over the number one most important lesson I've learned from doing 200 episodes. I want to go over that in a moment, but first I do want to mention that the YouTube channel, so this is a plug for the YouTube channel, but actually it's a good kind of transition because I'm talking about how much I love the podcast and how I'm going to continue to do the podcast as long as I can see into the future. I don't have a crystal ball. But if I did, it would say, Justin, don't even worry about that because we're going to do, or, you listening, don't even worry about the Elite Man podcast going away, because if we're looking down the road into the future, it will be here for a long, long time. It may actually be here for as long as I breathe on this earth, because I do enjoy loving it that much. I don't know, things change, but as of right now, the podcast is here to stay for years to come. So I enjoy it. Stay tuned. Keep listening every Tuesday, and I'll keep pumping out content. And by the way, shoot me an email. I say this probably every few weeks on the podcast, but shoot me an email at justin@elitemanmagazine.com. Let me know your thoughts on upcoming topic ideas that you might want me to cover, upcoming guests you might want me to have on the show, and your feedback. Let me know what you think about the show. Let me know what you think of some of the episodes. What are some of your favorite episodes? I've done 200 episodes on the Elite Man podcast. What are some of the ones that stick out to you? What are some of your favorite episodes? Who are some of your favorite guests? I am actually bringing back a couple of really popular guests in the upcoming weeks and months. I don't want to reveal anything right now, but I think you guys are really going to love these guys because they were some of the most popular guests that we had on the show and some of the most popular episodes. So I am excited myself to interview these people, but I don't want to reveal too much. But yes, that is kind of a little Easter egg into the future on a couple of the podcast guests coming up. But shoot me an email, justin@elitemanmagazine.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what your favorite episodes were and what your upcoming topics or guest ideas might be. I always love hearing from you. I love hearing your feedback. And yeah, it helps us out because it helps me create a better episode tailored to you. And it helps the other guys who think like you but, you know, are a little too lazy to email me. It helps them as well because they're probably thinking the same types of things on guests and topic-wise, but you're the one who has to relay that message. So you step up to the plate, shoot me an email, and let me know your thoughts. But anyways, let's talk about real quick. Let's talk about the YouTube channel, which will be December 17th. We'll be launching on YouTube December 17th. You can go to elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube right now and subscribe to the channel. Right now, there's no videos, there's no content, but subscribe to the channel because as soon as we release a video on YouTube, you'll get notified and you get to see all our new videos as soon as they go live. So just subscribe now. We'll get that set up and you can already go on elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube and subscribe to the channel. It'll take you right over to YouTube. You can subscribe right to the channel and be ready for our launch date on Monday, December 17th. So that's going to be our first video. We'll be releasing 4 videos every single week, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So 4 times a week. We may alter that. We may add more days in the future. You know, we might adjust that in the future. But right now, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 4 times a week for the foreseeable future on YouTube, we will be crushing it with a new YouTube video. I'm very, very excited. I just said that weird. I'm very excited about this channel. I've already recorded a shitload of videos, and the content on them is amazing. It's really cool. It's a completely different type of setup than the podcast. Podcast is obviously long form. Most of our interviews are an hour or over. This is a lot shorter, 5 to 10 minute clips. And we're covering everything, health topics, business topics, confidence topics, mindset topics, everything, dating, confidence. I said that shit already. everything I can't think right now. Everything you can think of, though, that we cover on the Elite Man podcast when we have these interviews over these, you know, 4 years and these 200 episodes, the different types of topics that we've covered will be covered in a different type of way. And I honestly think a more entertaining way in a lot of ways and a lot shorter. So the clips of the videos are 5 to 10 minutes. The content is a lot different. It's video. Obviously, it's going to be different right off the bat. It's video. You get another added feature to it as opposed to just audio, which, you know, I'm not trying to say that the podcast isn't incredible as it is, but, you know, it adds a little more when you have the video going. So again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, we will be doing a new 5 to 10 minute video. So subscribe to the channel right now. Make sure you're all ready to go with that. Don't hold out. Don't wait because you might miss some of those first videos if you don't subscribe right away. And, you know, we want to get as many subscribers on the channel as possible. So again, that's elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube. And subscribe to the channel. You will get some incredible content. I promise you, you're going to love this channel. I promise you, you'll get some incredible content starting on December 17th. That's a Monday. And going forward, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, a new video will drop. There's nothing better about the holiday season than unwrapping a brand new phone until you get hit with a brand new monthly bill. Big wireless providers can really suck the joy out of the holidays, so this year, don't just upgrade your phone. Upgrade your wireless provider and switch to Mint Mobile. For a limited time, Mint Mobile is offering the best holiday deal in wireless you've ever seen. 3 months of service for only $20. Yep, that's right. $20 total gets you 3 months of wireless service with 5 gigabytes of 4G LTE data each month, plus unlimited talk and text. Also, you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your old phone number along with all your existing contacts. Mint Mobile runs on the nation's fastest, most advanced LTE network. So ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. If you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee, so there's no worries there. You can try Mint Mobile risk-free. Take advantage of this Mint Mobile holiday deal before it's gone. Get 3 months of wireless for $20 and get the plan shipped to your door for free by going to mintmobile.com/elite. That's mintmobile.com/elite. That's 3 months of service for just $20 at mintmobile.com/elite. That said, let's dive into the episode. I know I've been talking a lot here, and we haven't really talked much about what today's episode entails as opposed from just the opener, which kind of gave you a hint of what I'm thinking of. But the episode today talks about the lessons I've learned, and in particular, the most important lesson. And let's just get this out of the way right now. The most important lesson that I've learned, and I've learned so many along the way. I've learned so many different lessons from so many different great guests. You know, we're talking about some of the best guests in the entire world. Guys that charge tens of thousands of dollars to hop on a call for 30 minutes or an hour with you. They get on the show and talk to you guys for free. And they give their best advice. Like, it's literally the same type of advice that they give to their one-on-one coaching clients or in their high premium courses that they sell online for thousands of dollars, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $10,000 courses that they sell. You know, they get on the call with me, I'm asking them these questions, I'm putting myself in your shoes, and I'm pretending to be just a listener who wants to get the most out of these guys, whether they're coaches or whatever. But I'm pretending basically to just be some regular dude who wants to find answers to general questions that I may have about whatever, about X, about dating, about business, about starting a business, about reversing some type of chronic disease, whatever it is. And, you know, all the people we've had along the way have their expertise, and I'm trying to get the most out of them. So I'm trying to just put myself in your shoes. And as the listener, as the person consuming the content, I want to pretend to be the guy who's that one-on-one coach, who's that one-on-one client. I want to pretend to be the client of one of these, you know, high-end, super successful entrepreneurs or health experts, doctors, dating coaches, one of these super successful people who've made it and absolutely crushed it in life. I'm trying to pick their brain to get the most out of them. For both, again, myself, you know, for selfish purposes, but also for you, just to, as a listener, I know that's probably the most effective way of getting the most out of the guest, is to put myself in your shoes and think of what you want, what questions you want to be asked, what answers do you want to have in your life, and, you know, it's incredible that you can do that, that I can do that, and then you can do that, and we can all benefit from these people coming on the show, again, where it would cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars otherwise to get the same advice. We're getting that advice for free on the Elite Man podcast, and it's incredible. So again, there's so many different lessons I've learned. I mean, we'll talk actually about a few of them, kind of the sub lessons, but without further ado, the number one lesson that I've learned in all 200 episodes that I've done, the most important thing that I've learned is that there is a solution to your problems. And, you know, that might sound a little cliche, might sound like, you know, I'm kind of blowing smoke up your ass with that answer, but it's 100% true. And I will dive into that a little more in a second, but it's 100% true. And it's the most profound lesson that I've learned. When I started this 4 years ago, when I started the website five and a half, six years ago, when I started the podcast about 4 years ago, I was a very different person. I was a very different man, and I was, you know, I still had the same philosophy that I have in general. I still believed a lot of the same things I believe now, But there was a lot of things that I didn't know. And it was, it took 200 episodes. It took about 4 years or so of maturing in my life to learn and to really understand that the most important thing here, the most important takeaway message, one of the biggest things, one of the biggest eye openers I've learned, and I don't know exactly what point it happened. I don't know exactly, you know, what year or month or date this hit me or came through and really got to me. But thinking back on all the things that I've learned, the biggest thing that I've learned in those past 4 years or so is that there is always a solution to your problems. And this applies to everything. Again, I don't know exactly when this hit me and when I realized the profoundness of this lesson and the applicability across all facets of life that this lesson has. And I don't know exactly why this came to me when I was thinking back, you know, a few weeks back on doing this episode and thinking about the most important lessons and covering some type of topic for today's episode, because I wanted it to be kind of special. I wanted it to be, 200 episodes is kind of a big deal. You know, to me, anyways, it is, and it's important. So I really wanted to think about this topic, and I wanted to give you guys something that is actually, you know, obviously true, but is also very helpful and helpful in realizing. And it may be something that you've thought of, or maybe something that I've said. I think I have said this a few times along the way on some of the podcasts, but it's important to repeat it, because in all the episodes, this again is the most important one. This is the one that really sticks out the most. And again, there's so many profound lessons and things that I've learned, but when it comes to there always being a solution to your problems, this is the one. This is the one that sticks out. This is the one that I want you to really take home today. This is the one that I want you to carry with you every day from, you know, this point forward, going forward in your own life. I want you to remember that. Whatever situation you're in, whenever life hits you, whenever challenges pop up, no matter how tough they are, no matter how hard life gets, there is a solution to your problems. And this isn't something that I knew when I first started, but it's something that I know now. It's something that I know 100% to be true. No matter what it is, even if you haven't found that solution yet, it's out there. And before I thought that if there wasn't a solution, or if you didn't find it, then it must not exist. It's just something that God or whatever hasn't created, and it doesn't exist, and you can't do it, so you should just move on, pick up the pieces, and, you know, whatever, deal with it, or don't deal with it, as some people quit and, you know, they give up. But this is something that I found to be true. And it's something that these 200 or so, give or take, you know, it hasn't been 200 interviews, but 200 guests will say, something that these 200 guests have taught me. And it's because the topics have been so vast, and it's because the subjects have been so different, and it's because the guests have been so great and enlightening to me. They've really shown me that no matter what it is, there are solutions out there. Mainstream media might not want to admit them. Mainstream media probably actually doesn't even know. Mainstream media won't share this advice, this topic, this lesson with you. Most people have no idea. Most people who don't listen to podcasts like this, and especially this one, have no idea that this lesson is even true. And if they heard it, they probably wouldn't even believe it. But looking back on the 200 episodes I've done, it is 100% true. It's a fact. It's something that I know to be true, and something that I want to instill in you going forward. Again, whether that's health, whether that's dating, whether that's business, whether it's a personal struggle or a social struggle, there are solutions to your problems. There are ways to improve. There are ways to reverse things that have come and cause damage in your life, you know, personally, socially, physically. There are solutions out there right now for every problem that you have. There are ways to fix your problems. There are ways to get out of your mess. There are ways to overcome your challenges. There are ways to reverse the damage that has been done. I'm not telling you this, you know, in some magical fashion, like, you know, law of attraction kind of thing, or you have to believe in God type of thing. Personally, I believe that there's something out there. I believe that there's some kind of God, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you believe it. I don't care if you believe it. I don't care if anyone believes it. I'm not trying to instill that. That's just something that I believe. I believe that there's something, you know, I like to call it a God or something like that. I believe in some type of God or, you know, being like that, but that's not the point. The point is that it doesn't matter. First of all, it doesn't matter if you believe that or anybody believes that. I don't care if you believe it or not. And I would never try to instill that upon anybody else. But it doesn't matter if you have a belief like that. We're not talking about some mystical thing. We're not talking about some God power thing or some law of attraction thing. I'm just talking about things that guests have come on the show where before I didn't know that there the things that they talked about, the topics that we covered, the subjects that we covered on the show, I didn't know that those were even real, that those were possibilities, that those were actually true until these people came on the show and enlightened me. They informed me. They illuminated me. You know, talk about the Illuminati and all that conspiracy shit and that crap. But they enlightened me and turned me on to a different way of thinking, to a way that I kind of had a little bit of before, but I wasn't really convinced. And after, you know, these past 4 years or so, I've learned that there are solutions out there, that people, that there is shit that goes on in the media, in the real world, in people, places that you come across. There's a type of existence, there's a type of living that people go on, and it's basically like people go on and just live like sheep, and they don't open their eyes to what's really happening and how the world really is, and they like to just kind of be sold on everything that they're told, and they believe everything that comes their way because that's kind of the way society has run things for them, has dictated ever since they were a little kid to now being a grown up. They're told things, they're instilled this belief, they're almost brainwashed into believing this system of the way life works. And a part of that is believing the things that everybody tells you and taking that at face value and not believing in yourself and not believing that you can find a way to reverse your problems, not believing that you can come out of whatever crappy hole or shitstorm that you've come across, not believing that, or thinking that someone else is going to help you, or thinking that, you know, following the same path that everyone else is taking is the right solution, and going down that route is the right way to do it, even though you're not happy, even though you're not successful, even though you're not making changes and getting over those challenges and hurdles and obstacles in your life. It's a brainwashing that has gone on, and it's gone on for a long, long time, probably honestly for since humans have been, you know, evolved from apes or whatever. I mean, we're talking about basically a type of belief that you don't know or you can't figure out your own problems. And I'm here to tell you, you absolutely can. And especially now, especially in 2018, 2019, going forward, especially now, we're in the digital age. You know, it has its good and bads, but one of its incredible goods is that everything is at your fingertips. All the knowledge you need is at your fingertips. Every single thing you need to learn, you can type right into Google, right into Bing, right into YouTube, right into iTunes, search a podcast. I do this personally all the time, and I've done it for years. I've done it for the last few years especially, but if there's something I need to learn, I look it up. And almost, you know, within a couple of minutes, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, I have the solution. And before, we're talking about before the internet came around, you'd have to go to like the library, you'd have to scour through books. And oftentimes those books wouldn't even have the information you needed after spending a day dedicating to trying to find an answer. It's completely changed. Everything has been revolutionized the past decade or two. And the fact that we have the ability to find information within seconds, within minutes, we can learn, solve, and solve our problems. Any problem, really. We can have the information. We don't solve our problems just by finding the information, but we solve our problems by finding the information and implementing that information. That's a fucking tongue twister if there ever was one. But we find, so we have the ability now, and we've never had this before, to find the solutions to our problems within seconds. and to implement those solutions within minutes, and to solve the problems, our biggest problems, within minutes, if not hours, maybe days, maybe months, but all of this time, and we're talking, you know, for the months, the days, things, those are huge problems that would take years, if ever, would have been solved before. For the days, the months, those types of problems, the big, big problems, that would have been years, many, many years, if not ever, in many cases, prior to the last decade or two when the information internet revolution has taken over. So, needless to say, it is incredible the type of information, the type of just access we have to so much knowledge out there. And there's a lot of bullshit. There's a lot of crap out there. There's a lot of misinformation. There's actually a tremendous amount of that. There really is. You got to be careful. You got to steer clear of the misinformation, the crap that's trying to steer you down the wrong direction or tell you something that's not true. But on the other hand, if you can find the good sources, you can find the right information, you can change your life very quickly. Quickstart makes organic snacks with cricket powder and plant-based ingredients. This cricket powder is made from organically farmed, free-range crickets. Their other ingredients include foods like seed butters, hemp, chocolate, and dates that are all organic too. The bars are delicious, better than so many other protein/meal replacement bars I've had, and have absolutely none of that chalky taste you usually get in those bars. I actually really love these things. And yes, I know what you're thinking, Justin, seriously, crickets, dude? What's the deal with that? And trust me, I thought the same thing at first, but once I tried my first bar, I was absolutely amazed at how good these things really were, and after that, it became completely normal for me to put down a few of these bars throughout the day, and also some of their delicious cricket pack crackers for that matter too. Quickstart bars have a very balanced macronutrient profile, so they make a good pre- or post-workout snack, or even just a snack at the office or on the go. I was blown away by the nutrition facts panel on these products. You can check them out for yourself on the quickstart.com website. What's great about crickets is that they're high in protein, twice as much as beef or chicken, with all 9 essential amino acids necessary for muscle growth and repair, among other things, and in vitamin B12 and iron. So they provide all the nutrition you get from meat without many of their downsides. For the same amount of protein compared to beef, crickets require 12 times less feed, 2,000 times less water, thousands of times less land, and they emit 100 times less greenhouse gases. There are over 40 crickets in every Quickstart bar and over 100 in every cracker bag. And trust me when I tell you this, they taste delicious. Visit Quickstart.com right now and get your very own Quickstart bars and snacks and use the coupon code ELITE at checkout to get 20% off your purchase. Again, that's Quickstart.com and the coupon code is ELITE for 20% off. This isn't mainstream stuff. Although everybody has an iPhone, although everybody has the internet connection, although everybody has Google and they can look up anything they want, people still believe that they're basically destined to have whatever type of life that they have. And they don't think this really consciously. That this isn't something that they consciously think about, like, yeah, I'm living in a bubble, or yes, I'm part of the sheep crowd and I'm not thinking for myself. People who are like that don't think like that. And I think it's honestly the overwhelming majority of society thinks like that. And it's unfortunate too. If you're listening to this podcast though, you are not that type of person. I know that. I know that you're not that type of person because you're the type of person who actually seeks information and implements it. Someone who listens to podcasts is someone who wants to change their life, who actually does change their life, who actually goes out, finds information, implements it, does the right things, and goes about living the life they want to live, finding the answers to their questions, and then, you know, finding the solutions to their challenges. I'm not talking about you when I say that, but unfortunately, the majority of people, if you took a survey of people who, you know, in America, just for instance, there's about 350 million, probably more than that now, people. I don't know the numbers exactly, but maybe 5 to 10%. Let's say 10%. We'll be generous, right? 10% of the American population probably listens to podcasts on the regular or reads a book on the regular. You know, it's just like that small. It's probably that small of the population is not just following the rest of the herd and kind of just wandering by aimlessly. And that's living their life that way. And you know, it's really sad that 90% or so, and it's just a guess, but I would say just coming across the people I come across and, you know, day-to-day life, it's pretty sad to just see how so many people fall into that trap of believing social conditioning and social norms and misinformation and just listening blindly to what other people tell them. For instance, you go to the doctors and, you know, they just give you a prescription medication right off the bat without even really hearing your story and your symptoms and digging into your history. It's like, you know, you have some kind of pain or you have some kind of headache or you have some kind of anxiety problem or depression problem. And it's like, you know, here's the Xanax right away. Here's the number to the psychiatrist who's going to give you a bunch of medications and, you know, have you dull out your brain for the next 6 months and hopefully that changes things. So, you know, not to knock prescription meds, but, you know, I'm kind of knocking prescription meds because they're overprescribed in America and a lot of the other industrialized countries in the world. I forget the exact stat, but it's something like America spends the overwhelming majority of the amount of healthcare. America spends is number one in healthcare spend, but it's the and I think it's like probably two or three times more than like the second highest country. I don't know the exact numbers and I'm butchering this big time, but here's the gist of what I'm trying to say. The gist of what I'm trying to say is America spends the overwhelming majority of the healthcare costs in the entire world. They're number one in healthcare costs, healthcare expenditure, and I believe they're last on all the industrialized countries in the world. They are last and health, like if you look at their overall health and well-being, like on an average basis, we're last. Our Americans are in last place. And why is that? I mean, we have the most, you know, financially well-off country in the world. We're spending the most money. We're getting the most prescription meds. Why are we in last place with, you know, things like happiness when it comes to depression? And, you know, heart disease and some of these other ones that pop up that are just crazy, crazy overwhelming majority amounts of people are getting all the diabetes, another one, diabetes, depression, anxiety, heart disease. You look at all these things, I think even cancer, like all these things that are popping up that are chronic degenerative diseases. Why are we getting all these things? And not to say depression or anxiety is, but they're also popular. Very popular in America and very popular mental conditions. Why are we getting all these things? We're getting all these things because obviously we don't have the answer. We don't have, medication is not the answer. Medication, prescription meds are not the answer. You don't throw that at somebody right away when they go in to, you know, because they're having some anxiety, depression problems. You bring them to a therapist, someone who can talk out their problems and figure out what's going on, figure out what the root is. Don't just, you know, you go into the doctors or the hospital. I mean, I'm speaking too from experience here. I went into 10 years ago when I was having all these problems, I went into the emergency because I didn't know what the hell was happening. I thought I was going crazy. I thought I was losing my mind, or I thought I was having a heart attack, or I mean, I didn't know what it was, but I went into the emergency and the doctor who ended up seeing me after, you know, like an hour wait or so, immediately just threw drugs at me, prescription meds, gave me a referral to a psychiatrist and gave me, I forget exactly what it was, some kind of benzodiazepine, anti-anxiety medication. But that was like the first go-to thing. And that's just, I mean, it's just so bad for you. It's so wrong to immediately throw drugs at a 17-year-old kid who's having some mental issues at the moment. And just like so many other kids who have mental issues too, it's like, you know, rather than talk with the kid or figure out what's going on or try to like work with them, it's like, here, you know, here's a prescription, go to the CVS and go load up on some drugs so we can dull you out and, you know, we don't have to deal with you anymore. And that's a sad thing because it wasn't just me, it's so many other kids out there, so many other men out there, so many other women out there, so many other people that have to go through that. And you know, I'm not just knocking health, the health industry, the, you know, that whole setup, but, you know, it's incredibly flawed. It really, really is. If you look at it, it's incredibly flawed. And the point is to this whole little anecdote is that if you just listen to what everybody tells you, if you just blindly follow what people, especially people in authority, we're talking about, you know, doctors and things like that. And again, I have doctors on the show all the time. I love doctors. But people in authority sometimes, you know, they tell you things and you just blindly follow what they tell you. And a lot of the time, it's just shit. It's not true. It's misinformation. It's them not really caring. If you have somebody, if you have a doctor who doesn't care about you, doesn't actually want to listen to you, who doesn't want to listen to your backstory, who doesn't want to listen to what your symptoms really are and when they started and what's the true cause, what your diet looks like, what your past sleep history has been like, what, you know, all those things that go into it. If you don't have somebody like that, especially, you know, someone who really listens and cares, then find somebody else. There are plenty of great doctors out there. There are plenty of great people who care about you and who care about your well-being. But you got to find them. You got to actually go out and find them. You can't just go to the first person and, you know, think because, oh, they're a doctor and they're my doctor, you know, I have to listen to everything they say, or you know, that they're telling me they're looking out for my best interest. Sometimes, oftentimes, that's not the case. And oftentimes they don't really give a shit. And oftentimes it's up to you to figure out what's wrong and to find somebody who cares about you. Find somebody who can help you. Again, we live in the digital age. You have this all at your fingertips. You can look this up. You can find another doctor in your area. You can find somebody better. You can look up reviews and actually see the types of doctors who have good reviews, who care for patients, who want to be there for you, who are going to listen to you and hear you out. It's incredible. Even now, like in something like that, we're talking about doctors here. Even now, you didn't have this 10 years ago. Where you could actually find somebody in your general area, general city or whatever area, who has good reviews, who patients can give you feedback on. You never had that before. You just have to go in and experience it and have to, you know, learn for yourself. But now it's like, you know, I can look somebody up. I can see what their history is. I can see if they're caring. I can see if they don't give a shit about patients. I can see if the wait time is forever in the office. I can see if the receptionists are nice. I mean, you look up all this shit. It's incredible. But, you know, the information is there. That, and, you know, this, again, this is one example. We're talking about health, but this applies to anything. This applies to everything. It applies across every facet of life. There are solutions out there. Sometimes you're not going to find them right away. Sometimes you're going to get misinformation. Sometimes you have to find somebody, you know, if we're talking about doctors, sometimes you have to find a doctor after 2, 3, 4, 5 doctors who actually knows what they're talking about or who actually cares about you, who you feel like cares about you and cares about your well-being. And it, you know, sometimes it takes some time to find that solution, but it's there, you know. And I experienced this too personally over the years with doctors and you know, and other many other aspects, but we're talking again about doctors here. I've experienced that with doctors, and it's taken me some time. It's taken me multiple doctors to find somebody I like and someone I trust. And I recommend you do the same. If you don't trust your doctor, find somebody else who does, who you do trust and who you do feel has the best interest for you. But they're out there. So they are out there. There is a solution. Those people are waiting for you to find them. But you have to do the research. You have to look into it yourself. You have to figure it out yourself. The solutions are out there. They're waiting for you, but you have to do the work. And again, this is all, it's all at your fingertips, really. It's all within a couple of minutes of searching. So, you know, stop being lazy. Stop looking at the cat videos. Stop looking at other dumb shit that you don't really care about. That's not going to benefit you. It's not going to help you. And start looking up the things that are going to help you. Start looking up those things that are going to change your life. Don't give up. Everybody gives up. Everybody wants to quit so easily these days. Everybody, and that's what sticks out. That's what you as a listener of the Elite Man podcast, that's why you stick out from so many other people in your life. And that's why you're going to be successful, is because you don't give up. I know you. I know you as a podcast listener to the show. You're the type of person who doesn't give up. You're the type of person who doesn't quit. And you're the type of person who goes out and beats these challenges that comes their way and these obstacles that comes their way. And you're the type of person who searches for the answers. You're searching for the answer right now when you're listening to this podcast. And I commend you for it. I appreciate it and I commend you for it, because you're doing the same things that I do in my life. You're doing the same things that I do when a problem comes up in my life, when some challenge comes up in my life. It's the first thing that I do is look it up. I look for the answers, and it may take me a while. Sometimes it takes me a while to find the answer. Sometimes it takes me days. Sometimes it takes me months. And yes, sometimes it in the past, it has taken me years to find the right answer to a question or a problem that has popped up in my life. And even now, there's still things that I'm trying to figure out. There's still things that I'm learning. And there's still things I'm working on. But I'm not stopping. I'm not quitting. I'm not going to stop the fight. I am continuing to find answers and across all aspects of my life. And I want you to do the same. I want you to continue to search for those answers if you haven't found them yet. And the new questions, the new problems, the new challenges that arise in your life from this point forward, I want you to continue to hunt down the answers. And then, of course, once you find them, implement those into your life. Implement those solutions into your life. And that's the biggest factor. That is the one factor that will separate you in being a successful person, being an elite man, from the people who aren't successful, the people who fail, the people who give up, the people who think of life as being unfair. And of course, we're talking about the sheeps. We're talking about the people who follow the crowd and who walk around aimlessly and who don't believe that there are solutions out there, who just listen and take everything that is told to them and take it as gospel, take it as if it were 100% true without even doing their own due diligence into finding it out. I never listen to people. I listen to people, but I never believe people and what they tell me until I find it on my own. And I think it's a good, healthy skepticism to have. Even talking about these 200 guests, to talking about the 200 episodes we've done, they all changed my mind. They opened up my eyes. And every single time, for instance, a couple months ago, Liz Parrish was on the show. And Liz Parrish is talking about incredible things with gene therapy and being able to grow taller and being able to stop aging and being able to build muscle without exercising, all this incredible shit. And the interview was probably about an hour and a half, the call when I had her on. I was absolutely mind blown with everything we talked about, but I honestly didn't believe. I mean, I had an inkling that she was telling. I mean, I believe everybody that comes on the show, like, you know, as far as what they believe is true. And I you know, she's a truthful person. So, you know, I had some belief that it was true, but I didn't take it in. I didn't just blindly accept it. I didn't just say, oh, this is Liz Parrish. You know, she's very, very famous and popular in the biohacking and the anti-aging world. And, you know, she's got a big following and all this other stuff. I've seen videos in the past with her. I didn't just take all that shit in because it was Liz Parrish and she's coming on my show and she's telling me stuff. She came on my show and told me a bunch of incredible shit. I was mind blown. I kind of believed it, but I didn't really believe it until I did my own research afterwards. So after that call, I was probably Googling shit and YouTubing a bunch of clips and reading just a ton of articles, probably for like 4 or 5 hours after that call. I just did my own research and just dove like right into it. And I believe it. Everything she said, I believe 100% now. Did I believe it before when I had her on the call on the podcast? No, I didn't believe it. I actually thought it was kind of far-fetched. But when she came on the podcast, I did a little research from David Krantz, and then I was like, you know, kind of believing it. And then she came on the podcast, and I was sort of believing it. Like, I was even more in her boat, you know, of believability. But I still had some skepticism. I still had some healthy skepticism there, like always. And I always do. But, you know, afterwards, I started digging into it myself, did a shitload of research, and I believe it 100% now. Everything she said is 100% true in my eyes because I did the research and actually went through and figured it out, you know, for myself that what she's saying makes a lot of sense. It actually makes a shitload of sense. And she's just right on point with everything she said. So the gene therapy, all the talk, the anti-aging, the reversing some of the diseases in the next few years, the changing your eye color, growing hair, growing taller, all that shit. I believe all of it's going to happen. I believe it is going to happen in the next few years, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It will happen. But I didn't believe that without doing the research on my own afterwards. And I encourage you to do that too. I encourage you to have a healthy skepticism in everything that you do in life, everything that comes your way in life. Have a healthy skepticism for it. Don't just believe shit. Don't just take shit in like, you know, it's some kind of higher being speaking down to you and whatever they say is true. people that do that, and that's one of the things that really irritates me about this business, this world I'm in, with the online business and the self-help community and all this other stuff, is there's some people out there that just speak as if that everything they say is 100% true and that they have the answer, that their answer is the only answer, that their answer is the right answer. It's just such bullshit. It really is. There's so many answers out there. There's so many right answers out there. There's so many ways, so many solutions, so many ways to get the right answer, that when somebody says that, they have the answer. They have the right, you know, follow them, listen to them because they're right and everybody else is wrong and you have to do it their way. It's just bullshit. When I see people like that, I just turn and run the other way. And I recommend you do the same, because those are the types of people who are making stuff up. Those are the type of people who are closed-minded and don't take in the full picture of what's happening. They don't take in all sides to a problem. They take in their side. They take in one side and they make it their side, but they're not looking at the full picture. They're not looking at everything that goes into it. And I'm here to tell you, they're full of shit. They really are. They're full of shit if they think that their solution is the only solution. There are so many solutions out there. There's so many ways to do something the right way or to get the right results for you. And when people say that, it's just a way for them to kind of sell you on them and cut out everybody else. But it's bullshit. There are many ways. There are many great people out there who offer great advice and people who are not afraid to say that other people are great and they do things and they can help you. But the people who say that they're the only ones, that they have the only solution, they're just full of shit. I mean, they really are. And don't believe them. There are so many solutions out there. Trust me. You just have to find them, though. You really do. You have to do some work. Sometimes it takes a while to figure that out. Sometimes it takes a while to figure out your answer. Sometimes it's not just simply a 10-minute Google search to get that solution that you need. Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it takes days. Sometimes it takes a few months of trying stuff out, figuring it out. Maybe, you know, there's some competing solutions to your problem and things that you can't really know for sure. Just because you're reading something and it's from somebody that's really popular or somebody who's really famous, and then, you know, you read something else and it's like the opposite, the complete opposite of what this other person said, and they're also very famous and very successful and very popular, and so they're like competing theories of, you know, a solution to your problem, and sometimes you can't know who's full of shit because one of those people is full of shit. Oftentimes, you know, sometimes there are exceptions, but oftentimes one of those guys is full of shit, and you're not going to know who's full of shit until you actually go out and implement their ideas, their solutions into your own life. And so sometimes it's not as simple as just Googling something. Sometimes it's going to actually take the Google plus the actual implementation and practicing of different theories and solutions to your problem before you actually figure out which one is the right solution for you and which one really works. So again, you know, sometimes it's a little longer. Sometimes you got to wait. Sometimes you got to be patient. But just remember that there are solutions out there. There are always solutions out there to your problems. PowerDot is the world's smartest muscle recovery and performance tool. It uses different electrical hertz ranges to activate specific muscle fibers, forcing them to contract. Why do you need to increase the number of muscle fibers that contract, you ask? Simply put, so you can jump higher, lift more, run longer, and recover faster. And PowerDot helps you do just that. It's a personal e-stim device that connects to a mobile app via Bluetooth, so you can take it with you anywhere. PowerDot's e-stim benefits can also help prevent injury by activating muscles before you work out, train, or compete. PowerDot also reduces soreness, knots, strains, and pulls from workouts or stresses brought on by everyday life. I recently got my own PowerDot device, and although I've only had a chance to use it a couple of times, I already love it. In fact, I used it earlier today after my chest workout at the gym and felt great about half hour after using its muscle recovery mode. I can't wait to see how much this adds to my post-workout recovery times and decreases my soreness, especially on leg days. Yep, PowerDot is awesome, and I'm pumped to have my own at-home unit. And now, you can get your own at-home unit for performance and muscle recovery too. PowerDot is giving my listeners a chance to win a PowerDot unit. Go to powerdot.com/eliteman for more info on how to enter and use the code ELITEMAN at checkout to get 20% off your order. That's powerdot.com/eliteman for your chance to win, and remember to enter my code ELITEMAN to get 20% off your order. That's powerdot.com/eliteman, and don't forget to enter ELITEMAN at checkout for 20% off your order. again, we talked about health. I mean, and go on and on about health and some of the people, some of the guests who have blown my mind. I mentioned Liz Parrish, really blew my mind a few months back. Dr. Michael Fossil, another guy on telomeres and telomerase, and basically he's in the process right now of doing tests with the FDA, I believe, for reversing Alzheimer's. So he has a way of lengthening your telomeres by using something called telomerase, an enzyme, and actually basically resetting the aging clock and giving you like more cell divisions. And the analogy he had was lifting the boat in a lake or pond where, you know, the water starts to get low over the years, and you're traversing around the lake, and you're hitting rocks. As the water level lowers, you're going to hit more rocks and more jagged shit on the ground. But by doing the telomerase and actually lengthening the telomeres, you're basically putting more water into the pond, and you can, you know, travel around the lake without hitting anything. And that's basically what his whole theory is about, is resetting or reflooding, repooling the lake with water, i.e. your body, your cells, repooling them, refreshing them, so that you don't hit any of those rocks, you don't hit any of those diseases that pop up, the Alzheimer's, the heart disease, all the chronic diseases that come up with age. Basically, you reverse that. So guys like him, I mean, just incredible, incredible people. Dr. Ted Ace, Ted Achikoso, an incredible, one of my great friend of mine, actually. Now I've been in contact with him for the last year, you know, on and off, and he's just a great dude. But he's a guy with the IQ of 200, super, super genius. Talks about a lot about just reversing a lot of different chronic diseases by the main thing he has is diet, eating healthier, plant-based diet type of thing. And, you know, that it's incredible what he's done and the knowledge that he possesses and some of the things he shared on that podcast. Eric Marola, also another great friend of mine. He's actually been on the show 3 times and just incredible, incredible, incredibly interesting and incredibly smart. And good dude, one of my favorite guests, of course. I mean, I had him on 3 times. That says a lot. Eric Marola, though, you know, the whole stem cell thing, Ukraine, M-cell, you know, the possibility of fetal stem cells, the God cells, he calls them, about reversing age. I mean, sorry, not reversing age, but reversing all types of disease and things that pop up in the body. I mean, he's got a documentary of all sorts of conditions where people are on there and they're helping them reverse or significantly treat to the point where it's like almost reversed, like going away, all types of incredibly debilitating diseases and illnesses. And I mean, the guy is incredible with the work he's doing. And, you know, that blew my mind. Dr. Andrew Saul, the mega vitamin guy, the vitamin C mega dose guy, incredible dude. Steve Fowkes, just incredibly smart, probably the smartest or at least one of the smartest, top 5 smartest guys I've interviewed. Just blows your mind with the knowledge he possesses in the health world and the biohacking world. He's actually the godfather of biohacking. Dale Bredesen as well, Dr. Dale Bredesen, reversing Alzheimer's. He wrote the book on that, a New York Times bestseller last year. Very, very interesting dude, but so many people. So that was, you know, just health. Some of the experts in the past couple of years, in the past 100 to between 100 episode and 200 episodes, between 1 and 200 episodes, those are some of the people that stuck out in the health field. And those are some of the people that really just opened my eyes to what is possible. And again, I alluded to that earlier with the whole talk with your doctor and finding someone you really like and someone who cares for you. But, you know, just that in general, that belief that you can reverse basically any type of thing that comes your way, any type of chronic condition. I mean, these guys have done it. I don't want to get in trouble here by saying something, you know, that you're not supposed to say. But the truth is, you look at any one of these guys, some of the people I've mentioned, they've done it with a lot of their patients. You know, Dr. Ted Ace or Steve Fowkes when he's consulting patients, Dr. Dale Bredesen, they tell you, there's people, you go to your doctors, you know, your grandmother has Alzheimer's disease, your father has Alzheimer's disease. There's people that'll tell you, a neurologist, you'll go to a neurologist and they'll tell you that it's not possible to reverse Alzheimer's, that it is absolutely 100% impossible to reverse Alzheimer's. It's never been done. Can't do it. Never probably will be done. The best thing we can have for you right now is to give you some medication and help with some of the symptoms. And, you know, maybe we can slow the progression of it. But other than that, you're basically fucked. And your doctor, your neurologist won't say you're basically fucked, but he'll, in so many words, he will. And it's just not true. Dr. Dale Bredesen has proven that in his clinical trials with over 100 patients, and he's been doing it now for a few years. He wrote the book, The End of Alzheimer's, The End of Alzheimer's is what it's called. It's a New York Times best-selling book. He's reversed Alzheimer's. Mild cognitive impairment, MCI, SCI as well, which is before MCI, and also early stage Alzheimer's. He's done it, and he thinks he can even have an impact on late stage Alzheimer's. They haven't done that yet, so I don't want to say that they've done that yet, but from what I understand and what he believes, that is next up as well. So, I mean, that's just a few things. Ty Bollinger is another guy I had on the show with the Truth About Cancer. He talks about all sorts of natural treatments for cancer that you'll never hear about. You just won't hear about these if you go to your doctor, if you go to the mainstream media. You're just not going to hear about the infinite amount of natural cancer treatments that they've been using for hundreds, thousands of years. And Ty Bollinger talked all about that in the episode I had with him. And it's incredible. This information is incredible. Like, this information has to be out there more. It should be out there more. It's a damn shame that it's not out there more. But the point is, there are solutions. No matter what you have, there's a solution out there. There's something for you. You know, if you're talking about depression, anxiety, if you're talking about cancer, that there's things. There's guys like Ty Bollinger who can help you out. There's, you know, if you have some kind of a neurological disease, chronic neurological disease. Look at somebody like Dale Bredesen. I mean, somebody like that can help you out. There's guys like that. And he's not the only one, too, by the way. There's other people who have followed his work. There's other people who are taking his classes, his courses. There's other practitioners out there who are learning his stuff. There's many people out there who understand this. And there's also other people out there like Dr. Michael Fossil and some of the other people who are on the cutting edge of, in their own way, and who are taking a different approach. And actually, you know, some people like him haven't reached it right yet. But there are other people as well who have taken a different approach who have reached similar results and you know, things like that. So I don't know. I don't want to say specifically that they've had the same type of results as Bredesen, but there are other people out there who will, if you go in for something like that, they have answers for you. There are people out there who have answers for your questions in those regards, and who can probably help you in that field. And so the point here is don't give up. No matter what your health condition is, no matter how bad it is, don't just give up and think that it's over. If you have some type of real health crisis, if you have some type of health challenge, if you have an anxiety problem, a depression problem, a confidence problem, whatever it is, don't give up. There are solutions out there. There's solutions that you'll hear on this podcast and the episodes and in the interviews I have. There are solutions you'll hear in other podcasts. There are solutions you'll hear in YouTube clips. There are solutions you'll hear in on websites, good websites, reliable websites. Dr. Michael Greger is another guy, nutritionfacts.org, that whole thing. I mean, that's an incredible website, incredible resource for all sorts of great information on natural healing that I believe he came on the episode, and I believe he talked about a plant-based diet being the only thing proven to reverse heart disease. I believe it was heart disease that he said that on. And again, that's something that your doctor's not going to tell you. That is something that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. That is something that if you're a sheep, you're not going to believe that a plant-based diet would actually reverse that type of thing. But if you're an Elite Man podcast listener, you know that's true. You know that guy came on the show and he told us that. He told us that that was true. He told us that he's seen that in patients. He's told us that he's seen all the research and all the trials and all the data that supports that. And those are solutions. Those are solutions out there. I believe it was his grandmother or his mother. I believe it was his grandmother who had some type of heart disease, and that was really what got him into that. That's what got him into this whole path of natural healing and being a doctor and helping so many people and nutritionfacts.org and all this other stuff. And you know, that that's true. He's seen it. It has happened in his own life, and he's seen it with his own two eyes. And you know, all the data supports him. But, you know, if you haven't heard of him, or if you haven't listened to his stuff, you would never believe it. If you didn't listen to this podcast, you didn't tune into the Elite Man podcast every Tuesday, you wouldn't believe that that was possible, because nobody tells you that that's possible. People don't want to believe that there are solutions to the problem. They'd rather just suffer, and because it's more comfortable to just, you know, think that there's no hope, and that there's no solution. It's actually easier to think that than to do the work that it takes to solve your problems, to do the work that it takes to find the answers to your problems, then of course do the work to implement those answers. That's a lot of work. It's not easy. I've never said once that it's easy to do that, but it is out there. It is a way for you to solve your problems. It is the way to solve your problems, is to find the answers, to do the work, to put in the work, and then to implement that work. That's the way to solve your problems. It's not easy sometimes. Sometimes it is easy. You find an answer in a couple minutes, and then, you know, you're good. Other times it takes months or years to find, or to get the results that you want. But the point here is that the solutions are out there. You have to find them. You have to do the work. You can't be lazy. You can't be lazy. You can't be like everybody else who wants to be lazy, who wants to just lay down and be comfortable and think, fuck, you know, this, you know, why me? It happened to me. Why me? Life sucks. Life's unfair. Don't be one of those people. There are solutions out there. Don't buy into the bullshit. Buy into the belief that you can solve any problem that comes your way. We talked a lot about health on this episode, a little more than actually I intended to talk about initially. But, you know, health is the most important thing. We're talking about everything else aside. Put all the bullshit aside. Your health is the most important thing in your life. It really is. It really is the most important thing. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. You have nothing, because your health is what makes you happy. It's what makes you content. It's what makes you have motivation to go after your goals, to go after your dreams, to pursue the life you want to pursue. Health is really everything. It really is that important. And so, you know, that's why we covered it. That's kind of why I think I got stuck on covering health a little more than I intended to. But, you know, health, it is what it is. It is that important. But there's, you know, other things: mindset, confidence, dating advice. If you have a dating advice problem, if you have a confidence problem, if you have a mindset problem, if you're stuck in that, you know, belief system of the, you know, kind of that we talked about earlier with the sheep and falling into the traps and just believing what everybody else believes and taking all that shit in without checking on it yourself and without thinking that there's other solutions. So, I mean, if you have a problem like that, if you have a mindset problem, you have a confidence problem, you have a dating advice problem, you know, you have problems with women, you have problems with getting dates, you have problems with getting a girlfriend, or of course, down the road, getting a wife. These are all solutions to those problems. And actually, if you think about it, you know, some of the health things are a lot more serious and honestly a lot more challenging, or can be a lot more challenging than dating advice problems or than confidence problems, because the confidence problems, those things are easier to solve. They just plain and simply are easier to solve and easier to get results from. You can implement things from a dating advice episode and completely change your dating life within a couple of weeks. You know, if you have a chronic condition, if you have a neurodegenerative disease or chronic disease, a heart disease, you know, something like that, that's going to take a while. It's going to take months, if not years, to really get a hold of. So, yeah, I mean, the health thing is obviously a lot more important. But, I mean, whatever. If you got depression, if you have anxiety right now, if you're getting panic attacks, if you have no confidence, if you have no self-esteem, I feel for you, because I had all those things myself. I know exactly how shitty they can be, how debilitating they can be, how crippling they can be. I know exactly how it feels and what you're going through right now, so I don't want to minimize them. All I'm saying is you should know, you should understand, realize this right now, that what you have now, there are other people out there, there are many other people out there who have problems that are a lot more severe than you, and you should actually be happy. And not, maybe not happy, but grateful. Grateful in the sense that it could be a lot worse. You could have things that are a lot worse. And if you have, you know, some kind of chronic disease or whatever, just remember that too, that there are solutions out there. You got to find them. You got to find those solutions. So don't give up. But I'm talking specifically now on the people with confidence problems, the people with anxiety problems, the people with panic attack, depression problems, social life problems, no friends, no self-esteem, that type of thing. you know, I feel for you. Trust me, I do feel for you. But just remember that it's going to be a lot easier for you to get out of that hole than it is for somebody else who may be facing a serious disease, a chronic disease, or some type of other thing. Like, you should still be grateful for what you have. You have your health. Now figure out this other thing. Like I said, health is the most important thing. If you have that, there's no excuses for not figuring out your problems now, for not handling the problems that you're facing right now, the challenges, the obstacles, the fight that you're fighting right now. You have everything you need. You have everything you need to solve those problems. You have the resources. You have an iPhone. You have an internet connection. You have connection to the world where all the information lies. All the answers lie out there. You have them at your fingertips. Start finding them. Start looking them up. Start finding those answers. And then do everything you can to implement those and to put them into practice, to test them out, to put them into practice in your own life and see what's going to work and what's not going to work. And throw the shit aside that doesn't work and keep going after even faster the stuff that you haven't tried and that you think is going to work. The other results, the other solutions, they are out there. Find them. Sometimes you're going to do some digging. Sometimes it's like mining for gold. Sometimes you're going to get a lot of shit that falls through. But when you get that thing that sticks, that little piece of gold that sticks, you know, your life's going to change. Again, that's anything. That's dating. That's confidence. That's mindset. Everything. Same thing with business. I'm thinking of episodes with Grant Cardone and Kevin Harrington and Tom Bilyeu. Incredibly genius, smart guys in the business world and just, you know, pioneers, people I look up to in terms of business and that, you know, growth of billion-dollar companies and multi-million-dollar companies and just scaling their way up to being incredibly successful. And that's a long-term goal for me is that kind of club, is being in that space. So, you know, having these people on the show, interviewing them, you know, they all had problems. They all had challenges that came their way. They all had struggles along the way. And I mean, Grant Cardone, I believe at like 27 or so, 28, was like a hardcore drug addict, you know. So to turn his life around and become, I forget what his net worth is, but it's like 500 million, become like a half billionaire in, you know, in 20, 30 years time. It's incredible. And be as successful as he is now. And he is, you know, as entertaining and funny as he is now and likable. I mean, the guy's just incredibly likable. He's a great dude. To be like that, to turn his life around from being a hardcore drug addict to, you know, where he's at now, I mean, that's just an incredible story. Do you think if he believed that there wasn't a solution to his problem when he was, you know, a hardcore drug addict and basically, you know, at the bottom, like bottomless pit that nobody else is in, like he's looking around and he's worse than everybody else around him. Do you think if in that point in his life, if he believed that there wasn't any solutions that he would have been able to turn his life around? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it's a shame too. I mean, you know, just growing up in where I'm from, Taunton, Mass, I went to high school with a lot of these people. Well, a lot of kids got addicted to drugs coming out of high school, Percocets, OCs, and then, you know, they get turned on to heroin at some point. And a lot of people I went to school with are now dead. A lot of people, unfortunately, went down those holes. And I'm not saying those people are bad people. I'm not saying they weren't smart people. Actually, a lot of them were great people and they were very smart, but perhaps they didn't come across, the idea that there was a solution out there. They didn't actually find something like this episode today, where I'm telling you there are solutions out there. And it's unfortunate. I've been lucky too. I don't want to put, you know, myself above any of them, because it's unfortunate, and I've known a lot of great people that have passed. I've been lucky many times to have been steered the right way and to get my own life back on track. Actually, in my upcoming book, I talk a lot about more of my personal journey and some of the obstacles I had to overcome personally in my own life, and some of the breaks I had too, because again, I did get lucky and I found some good information. I found some good people, and some people helped me out to really steer me back on track in my own life, because there was a time when I was going down a really bad path, and you know, I could have just as easily been one of those people who unfortunately passed away or who ended up in jail or something is equally bad as that. So, yeah, there's a, so I wish, you know, even back then I could share this message with those types of people, because I think it would have helped. I think it could have really helped them out. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but so many people, unfortunately, don't know that. They unfortunately are brainwashed, and they don't think that there are solutions out there. They don't know, they don't realize that there's other things out there than just what they see, what they come across in mainstream media, what they tune into every single day and they get from the news, which is just, you know, feeding them a bunch of bullshit. News is all about making money. It's a profit. They're just trying to sell you something. They're selling you stories that give them more eyeballs. They're not selling you truth necessarily. They're not telling you things because they want to help you out and share good information with you. They're telling you things so that you tune in and listen to them. They want to sell you scandalous shit. They want to sell you provocative shit. They want to tell you stuff that's going to perk your ears up and get you listening, but not necessarily help you and become more informed. So it's something to keep in mind. It's something to understand about the way life is and the way life works is people don't always have your best interests. The only person that has your best interest really is you. And you got to remember that. And you also got to remember, more importantly, that there are solutions out there to all your problems. You got to remember that, you know, you got to put in the work. You have to put in the work. Nobody else is going to put in the work for you. Nobody else is going to come down and magically give you all the information you need to be successful and happy in your life. Nobody's going to do that. You have to do that for yourself. The solutions are out there, though. I'm telling you this right now. It's the most important lesson I've learned over the years, especially over the last couple of years from doing the podcast. But in 200 episodes, the biggest takeaway, the biggest lesson I've learned is that there are solutions to your problems. Don't give up. Hang in there. Keep fighting. Keep searching for your solutions. Find them. And once you find them, implement them. They will absolutely change your life, your health, your business, your dating life, your confidence, your self-esteem, your social life, any area of your life you need help in or you're struggling in right now. There are solutions out there. Keep finding. Keep fighting. Find them and then implement them in your life, and your life will absolutely change. Take care. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Shoot me an email, justin@elitemanmagazine.com. Let me know your feedback. I know it was a long episode. I know we talked about a lot of different things. I covered a lot of things, but it was good. I think it was an important episode. I think it was something that you guys needed to hear, and you know, I hope it helps you. I hope it resonates with you, because it really is the most profound lesson I've learned in the past few years, and something that I will carry with me the rest of my life. There are solutions out there. No matter what comes my way, no matter how challenging things come my way or what challenges come my way in life, no matter how bad they are, I feel and I know that there are solutions to them. And I feel and I know that I'll find those solutions and I will overcome any problem that comes my way. And I hope that you feel the same way. I hope you walk away from this episode feeling that when life throws you a curveball, when life throws you a shitstorm, when life gets tough and a challenge and an obstacle pops up that you don't know if you can beat, you can beat it. You just have to be patient. You have to go out. You have to find those resources. You have to find those answers, and then you have to implement them. They are out there. Go find them. Take care and keep being an elite man. And just a quick reminder, go to elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel now. We launch Monday, December 17th. Again, that's elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.